The...
Go ahead.
Sorry.
We're back on the web now.
All right. Let's talk, we've been talking about the transport, and you've made it clear that you didn't do the methodology, you didn't input the number, you just provided what numbers they asked you for, correct? On the transport.
With regards to which portion are you talking about, demand, are you talking about costs?
Well, you provided both of that. Well, you did not, you got their future costs from somebody else, you just provided, here's what's going on right now, and here's the system I would recommend.
I provided them details on what was assumed for transport requirements associated with the switching element. I also provided them the costs associated with the forward-looking design for the transport network.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the switching element somewhat. There was a, I don't know if you kept copies in front of you. You've got some of your diagrams here that I might refer to. You have your testimony in front of you there. What I'll do is I'll try to refer to them by your, not the exhibits we marked them at today, because I'm assuming that would be easier to find if I just give you what they are for the testimonies.
That's correct.
You were here earlier today when I was talking to Ms. Vanacek on the capacity that these switches have. Were you not?
I was.
And you heard her testify that it's her belief that these switches were sized for the demand. You recall that?
I recall that.
So if you're using switches that are sufficient to handle 15,000 subscriber lines when none of these companies have more than 3,000 subscriber lines, is that sized to the demand?
I believe your statement is incorrect. I know certain companies have greater than 3,000 subscriber lines.
Okay, well, who has greater than 3,000?
Santel would be a good example. I believe
how many
have in excess of 5,000.
Okay, well, let's use Santel then. 5,000, approximately, slightly over.
Okay.
And how many switches does Santel have?
With regards to this specific network design, we placed a media gateway in each of their locations.
When you say a media gateway, that means essentially a freestanding switch.
Essentially, this would be a switch with emergency standalone functionalities, correct.
So how many did you say? I'm sorry. Did you say five?
Bear with me for one moment, please.
Certainly.
I believe they have approximately 10 exchanges.
So they'd have a switch at every one of those exchanges?
That is correct.
So those 5,000 subscribers are spread over those 10 switches?
That would be correct.
So you have capacity for 150,000 subscriber lines, correct?
Actually, the way it's configured, no. You're looking at data that's assuming that this particular switch is fully populated, and the number of total subscribers it would support, assuming that there was no protection, no redundancy provided in the switch. With the way they're actually equipped for a lot of these sites, specifically the MG2510 that you provided me data on, those cards that we equipped in the system have got the ability to handle at most 384 concurrent calls for a single 16-port T1 card.
And those are line cards you're talking about?
Those would be the trunk cards.
Can you turn to, and I don't I have a question, and for maybe it's from Ms. Moore, and maybe a clarification from the commission. Were all of his exhibits marked independently?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember getting... I'm trying to be consistent in the way I refer to exhibits, but I don't remember seeing them all marked here. it's, I believe, his exhibit MW. I do not see on my list, and I, on commissioners, least, unless I miss something, I do not see his direct number 4 ever being independently marked. I see a rebuttal 4 as number 17.
I'm sorry, which one? Direct 4 and W-D-4?
Yes. And so I just want to make sure we get a complete record. So
I apologize, I marked it, but I did not offer it.
Well, the pre-filed testimony, if we miss an exhibit and mark an exhibit here, perhaps we have to straighten out over break and make sure everything is marked. Rather than going through it right now.
Mr. Mazzari, just to interrupt you, do you know how much cross you have left, approximately?
Well, I'm just starting on switches, so that's probably an hour.
Did the commissioner, like to take their lunch hour right now?
Yeah, probably.
And does that work for Ruben?
Yeah.
Or did you want to have one more question?
No, that'd be great. In fact, that way maybe we can figure out this exhibit issue.
Okay. When do the commissioners want to come back?
<laughs> 1 o'clock
or 1:15, I guess I would say. 1:15? Okay, we'll be back at 1:15.
Okay.